Now, I can conclude how you'd be a little confused, unelucidated, maybe just vaguely unamused by a used-up dude spitting half-wit truths over adolescent rhythms being beaten till they're bruised, though I usually abuse music like an addict with a fix. Hip-hop and web disaster didn't automatically mix, cause I grew up in the 80s, poverty-stricken in the sticks, amidst an alabaster sampler of xenophobic hicks. Incessantly getting kicked tends to mentally stick, when your aberrant deportment gets reported to the click. It's a trick just to get you to expose your little dicks, so that every time you piss, laughter's echo makes you sick. Picking Lynyrd Skynyrd licks over License to Ill, cause rappers' bad behavior would anger the savior's will. Propaganda passes patterns that are painful to kill. Matter of fact, I wonder exactly how backwards I am still, misappropriating a genre I didn't originally like after a midlife crisis saw my psych bills spike. Echoing equally awkward to everyone alike, just another privileged middle-aged white guy with a mic. Done some shit that probably ought to gotten me arrested, and squandered some of the promise that my parents invested, but at least the demographics in which I have been blessed don't get every single one of my public intentions contested. The politics of oppression keep us bound to the ground, keep the GDP up, but those GPAs down. Ignoring your opinion if you're the incorrect shade of brown, or your property intersects where the poverty line is found. We're drowning in debtors that are coming to collect, that's when Geezer sees on Jesus and his need to resurrect. But maybe he can protect us from the original sin of not admitting the game was rigged when you're on the side that wins. Everyone needs a platform in the digital age, not another bitter old insecure white man on the stage. But I've been inside the machine and I got a lot of rage, so I'm blowing off steam before I permanently disengage. Relearning how to rhyme like riding a bike after a midlife crisis saw my psych bills spike. Standing at the plate with two balls and a strike, just another privileged middle-aged white guy with a mic. When Aesop muttered crumb on catacomb kids, didn't know what kind of mass grammatic damage that he did. Plus a double-decade cigarette addiction on the skids got me rapping instead of smoking in the car with the kids. Wu-Tang, J5, Killer Mike, LP, K-Dot, Doom, Mos Def, Talib, Kweli assisted lifting me from the limited mentality that hip-hop couldn't be delivered intelligently. People just need to be treated with respect despite any inherited advantages you protect. The system's got a history of treating us incorrect. Don't deflect, defend friends, spread the blessings you collect. Don't expect anybody to take my shit seriously. Like Eddie Murphy, I wandered the 90s deliriously, cutting people off in conversation imperiously, then disappearing smoke like a ninja mysteriously. Hopefully dope poetry over tones I kinda like after a midlife crisis saw my psych bills spike. Trying to deny the probable rise of a Fourth Reich, just another privileged middle-aged white guy with a mic. Another privileged middle-aged white guy that can't sing, but I think you ought to know what I think about every goddamn thing. So an overbearing preconceived notion is what I bring when I bitch and moan because no one wants to push me on my swing. Contemplating the depth of experiential situations, varying greatly by socioeconomic station. Heredity plus friends and education minus aces. Calculating rank in the state of mass consciousness awakening. I always thought rap was just uneducated bragging. Far more fascinated by Dungeons and Dragons. But to shed this deadly existential dread that I've been having, had to realize my lyrical lexicon's been lagging. Friends have been nagging me, recommended for years, but I had a lot of impacted racist wax in my ears. So I pressed it into vinyl, made a needle of my fear, started rhyming my perspective prep for anyone to hear. Misappropriating a genre I didn't originally like after a midlife crisis saw my psych bills spike. Echoing equally awkward to everyone alike, just another privileged middle-aged white guy with a mic.